still like to go against a guy like that, Larry, who's been around for so long.
Oh, man, Larry is going to be a Hall of Famer first ballot. No questions asked. So go against a guy like that, you know what you're going to get. And he came out and he did his job and he did what he was watching him to do. And we was expecting him to do. And he did that. And they were just, it fell short. So, but got tip hats out to him and his career and how long he was able to continue to keep playing like he is at a high level.
What's it mean to get a win here? Kind of stop
the losing. Oh, my gosh, man. Well, it was my birthday this week, so I would say I wasn't looking for nothing much for my birthday. And then, coming out, a quick little story, and my mom, they surprised me with a little get-together, a little party. I didn't see it coming, but I was like, wow, this is kind of crazy. It's the big 30th. This is wow. My family was there, everyone that was around me, friends. I loved that. I really did. And coming into the game and getting a W, if I compare those two, nothing beats this, though. Nothing beats this W. As much as I was excited to get that, nothing beats this, man. I apologize to my family, but this win means more to me than that. It does, man. Who cares, man? When you suit up and put your pads on, you step on that field, it doesn't matter. You're playing for pride. You're playing for dignity, character, and honor. And you got to have that in yourself, in your morals, in your core to win. I don't care if we 1-15 or, what I'm saying, freaking 12 and however the case may be, one, whatever, it don't matter. You step out here on the field, you put your pass on, you're paying for the name on the back of your jersey. That should mean something to you. When you're playing in a franchise, in an organization, that should mean something to you. If you have the desire to get a win, that definitely means something to you. So when you have that opportunity to come out here, like I said, bottom of the totem pole or at the top, you got to come out here and be resilient and get out here with a win. You got to have a burning sensation in you to want that. And we did today.
Before you brought up the play of the D-line, but how about Anthony Lanier specifically? What did you think about him out
there? Playing some good ball, man. He's our young cat, our young pup. We enjoy how he's developing. He really is. We had a little talk earlier about explaining how he's just, take that next step, and he took the next step today. And he was able to, create some havoc for us up front. I talked earlier about D-line. He was one of the main catalysts behind that. Him and Big Preston, so got tippy hats off to them. They had one heck of a day. Need them to continue to keep going forward and building upon what they did today. The key is about being consistent. That's what it is.
And then along with you in the secondary, it seems like throughout this entire year, Kendall Fuller's been making big plays on critical drives. Mm-hmm. What do you think about what he's doing?
Right now, what Kendall's playing, he is probably one of the top two, one, two cornerbacks and in the nickel back position in the game right now. In his second year, it's kind of amazing to see how he evolved and transformed from once playing where he was at. His first year, he kind of struggled a little bit, but now picking it up and becoming an elite cornerback in that slot position. That's hard to go in there, and he's doing it like he's playing an outside guy, and that right there is mad respects to him. Tipping hats off to him, how he prepares for the game. It goes out there and show week in, week out, and you got tippy hats off him. He's playing like a pro bowler, if you ask me. I don't see why he wouldn't get the nods, but he still got to continue to put more work onto what he already has done.